All right, today on the podcast, Coach, don't take my word for it that podcasting is the hottest thing since 2013. People are coming out of the woodwork after going to a convention, and they're saying, wow, podcasting, everybody's got to be doing this.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
All right, podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in, playing here on the Spreaker platform today. If you're on Spreaker, go out there and hit me up on the chat. Want to let you know, if you're listening right now on schoolofpodcasting.com/live, I'm working on, I've actually got my School of Podcasting FM information there as well. And there might be a bit of a conflict there, but I believe if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live, you should see that the Spreaker button is there, and you can listen to me there as well. And so on the show today, what we're going to be talking about is the fact that there was this social media kind of conference that went on. And let's see if this is going to work here. Getting all my technology going. The first part of the show is always a train wreck. All right, good. Everything's working out at the website. schoolofpodcasting.com/live is where you can find me Saturdays at 11 for a half hour while I play here. And I've been playing with live broadcasting tools. And I found this one that puts an HTML5 play right on your website, which is cool. And except the player comes up and then it disappears. I'm like, well, that's not very helpful now, is it? But thank you so much for tuning in. And let's get to our first clip here. And we're going to start off with my buddy Ray Ortega. Now, this is from the Podcaster Studio. You can find Ray over at podcastersstudio.com. And I always do a thing called Because of My Podcast, you know, blank. And here is Ray's answer to that.
If you listen to Dave Jackson over at schoolofpodcasting.com, he's always talking about the power of podcasting, and he'll ask people a real simple question. He'll say, you know, because of my podcast, ... right? So you fill in the blank, right? And people have these amazing stories because of their podcast. They've had the opportunity to do X, Y, and Z. And so in this case, because of podcasting, you know, I got a job as a podcast producer, and I got to go to London, and I got to meet up with Mike. But had I not had a podcast, I would have never been able to go to a foreign country. And although England, not very foreign, it's basically a great trip. It's a great starter trip for international travel for Americans, because it's pretty much the same as America with a deeper history and accents, and driving on the other side of the road. Don't try to drive there. But other than that, it's a lot like here. So great starter for international travel. But anyways, if I didn't have a podcast, I couldn't have just sent a tweet or an email and said, hey, come into your country. Do you want to meet up? Okay, so a podcast made that happen. So Dave, because of my podcast, I got to go to London and hang out with Mike Russell in the pub. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you very much, Ray. You can find him at podcastersstudio.com. I actually was on Ray does another show called the Podcasters Roundtable. You can find that at podcastersroundtable.com. Myself, and I'm going to call him just DJL from this point forward. Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast was on there. And a new guy from is Jeffrey from the Teacher Cast, which I'll be checking out as well. But if you go to my blog right now, davidjackson.org, you can actually see that episode. And the idea was we had $500 to spend. We had different scenarios and what kind of gear we would play or buy in this case. And you actually hear me sing the intro on that episode. And speaking of England, I'm going to go on a quick tangent here. I was actually got to go to London once and got a ticket because you are driving on the wrong side of the road and people drive a little crazy over there. And so this guy passed me and I was like, well, all right, I'm going to win in Rome, do like the Romans do And so I went ahead and passed somebody, but it was on a curve, and the guy behind me was a cop. And it was this older gentleman. He was like, "Do you know how dangerous it was to do that? Blah, blah." And I was like, "I'm sorry, Grandpa." And the fact that my insurance was from Ohio and my driver's license was from Ohio, you could just tell he was like, "Blah, yank." So it was great fun getting almost a ticket. And he was like, "Where are you from?" And I'm like, "I don't know, Dis." I was actually in a city called Dis. It was very weird. And but I had a great time. I need to go back to London sometime. It's a great time. But here's another big internet marketer. And that is Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income. Here is he talks about the convention here, so check it out.
I did speak twice, actually, once in a solo session and then on a panel, both times about podcasting. Podcasting became one of the major themes during the conference. It was mentioned as one of the hottest things to do in 2013 as far as content marketing and building relationships with your audience. Everyone was buzzing about the idea of podcasting.
And, yeah, so Social Media Marketing Summit was the convention that they're speaking of. And here's the guy that ran it. His name is Michael Stelzner. And great guy, great podcast. If you listen to the Social Media Podcast, I will get the URL while you're listening to this. But here is part of his keynote. And this is from – I got this from the podcastanswerman.com, good old Cliff Ravenscraft, friend of mine. And he provided this clip, so I'm providing you this clip as I comment over it. In fair use.
This is why I think podcasting is exploding. Number one, 1 billion smartphone users in the world. Now, raise your hand if you have a smartphone. All right, cool. Keep them up if you listen to podcasts. Okay, so all you guys that have a smartphone that are not listening to podcasts, you may not realize your smartphone is a receiver. It's like a radio receiver. You can listen to podcasts whenever you want, and trust me, you will be hooked. I just recently got into podcasting. I just recently got into listening to podcasting. But the bottom line is that once people begin to discover that they can actually listen to on-demand talk whenever they want, wherever they want, it is going to be radically humongous. As a matter of fact, Apple has this really cool podcasting app, and everybody knows what kind of influence Apple has. If Apple is coming out with an app dedicated to podcasting, it tells you that they think something is happening. This is also very cool. BMW and Ford are integrating podcasting into cars. Now, what does this mean? I don't know. I'm guessing it means when I pull in my garage, it'll sync up with my Wi-Fi network. And then when I leave, all my podcasts will be in the car. So do you guys see where this is going? This is an opportunity for you to have direct access. Now, I have 20,000 people that listen to my podcast every week, which isn't huge, but I think it is. I mean, to have 20,000 people, 20 times the crowd that's in this room right now, listen to every single week of my podcast, I cannot tell you guys how it has really changed my business. And I'm hoping that some of you will decide to go into podcasting.
All right. The interesting thing is there, he just said, I have 20,000 people listening to my podcast, and that's not huge. What are they smoking out in San Diego? That 20,000 people is not a huge audience. I'm like, are you crazy? That's ridiculous. But very interesting things there from Michael Stelzner. Here's actually another clip from Michael from that same speech.
This is going to shock a lot of you. Look at this. In the bottom left, I asked the question, what are all the social networks that you're currently using? And what are all the social media related tools and stuff that you're using? Podcasting. Only 3% of marketers are using podcasting, but notice 32% want to learn how to use podcasting, and 24% plan on increasing their podcasting activities in 2013. That is an 8 times increase over the number of people that are actually doing it. Podcasting, bar nothing in our study, is the hottest thing in 2013, period.
And that is my friend Cliff Ravenscraft going, woo! You can find him at podcastanswerman.com. And the next clip I have is from the Speaking of Wealth show. Now, this is, you can find it, Speaking of Wealth. Jason Hartman does that show. Jason has about 4 billion podcasts that he does. He's a little crazy in that aspect. The one thing, Jason, I'm not crazy about you cannot download your episodes. You can only stream them. which I found rather annoying. I had to actually subscribe to your podcast, which is maybe why you're doing it, so I could download it, so I could get this and make the clip. This is from episode number 78, where he talks with Naresh Visa, I believe is the guy's name. He's a digital media sales consultant. And so he goes in and he's explaining here the value of a lead in terms of marketing and sales of that nature. And so here is that clip from the Speaking of Wealth show. Again, this is at Speaking of Wealth with Jason Hartman, and the guest was Naresh Visa.
And I think there's been some good ground covered here, folks. If you're not podcasting, you need to start. When I published my first book back in 1999, I said, if you don't have a website, drop everything until you get one. And now I'm saying, drop everything until you get your podcast going, because that is one of the most important things you can do.
There you go. That's just a quick clip from Jason. Here is the clip I wanted to speak with Naresh.
By hitting subscribe, automatically episodes are going to download, and that shows that you're a loyal fan of the podcast or the show. So it, according to my calculations, the average lead is worth about $15 to $17. And in the online space, particularly within the newsletter industry, the average name is about, we're talking about $6 or $7. So that right there shows the power of a podcast lead.
Yeah. And by the way, I just got to mirror what you're saying so well, because one of my companies used to spend about $250,000 a year advertising on terrestrial AM radio. Well, we did a few FMs, but it was vast majority was AM talk radio. And it was amazing, Naresh. The people that would call up, some of them wouldn't have an email address, if you can imagine. I mean, this was maybe we stopped doing that maybe 4 years ago probably. Okay. And, you know, we've sort of tinkered with it since then. But podcasting, it works better. It's a better clientele, because the other thing is it's not a casual looker who just happens to be passively listening. It's someone who went and found your content. They found you. And they seeked it out. So they were interested. They qualified themselves, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's how, at least, you know, working at Stansberry, a lot of the new leads that we were able to generate were a result of podcasting. It wasn't people who we marketed to or any of that. The iTunes space, I mean, anyone can get on iTunes now from around the world. And we were able to suck in people to our different radio shows in 30 different countries. And we were able to convert them from just regular listener to front-end newsletter buyer, and then to back-end newsletter buyer to lifetime member in a matter of 3 to 4 months. That's how quick things are going. So, and that goes to show the power of podcasting, because as a listener, you actually get to hear the person writing the newsletter, or you get to hear the person selling the product. Whereas when you're reading copy or watching a video, you're missing out that element. And as a listener, you feel like you have a personal connection to that individual. You feel like, you know, I'm sure Jason, you have a lot of different shows, and I'm sure your listeners probably would call you one of their good friends, even though they've never talked to you, they've never met you, you've never met them, but they know you so well because of the podcast element. And when you come out with a new product, they're probably thinking, you know, where do I sign up to buy it?
Right, right. And one of the reasons I think for that is that you're not limited with podcasting with the time constraints and the commercial breaks. So people can really sort of get to know you better, if you will. That's just one of the other things. But I mean, they know you on any radio show. If you're in terrestrial radio, you kind of know the host and so forth. But with the constraints of having to do commercial breaks here and break up the thought pattern and being limited on time, that's another part of it.
I'm talking into a dead microphone. Ain't that fun? Wow. That's professional. I hit the mute button, so there's been dead air. I wondered why I didn't hear anything. That's fun. But I've been saying this for a while, that podcasting is going to change the way we do things and the way we, you know, interact with different customers, with our audience, and how we connect with the world. You're reaching the world. I know I use a coupon code. If you want to join the School of Podcasting, use the coupon code RADIO, and that will save you on that. And I'm here to tell you, can I peel back the curtain a little bit here? That most of the people that sign up at the School of Podcasting use a coupon. Why? Because I've built that connection with them through things like going live on Saturday mornings. You can find all my back catalog over at schoolofpodcasting.com. They listen to me. They either like me or they don't. Like they were saying, people are looking for your content. And when they find you, they're like, oh, wow, this is great. This is exactly what I was looking for. And they find it, and they're happy, and they like you. And so when that product does come out, they're kind of like, great, this is exactly what I was looking for, and I trust this guy. I've listened to his podcast for years, and they go ahead and come on board. So I've got another quick clip here. This is from my buddy Kevin Taylor about his experience with podcasting, why maybe you should start.
Dave, this is Kevin Taylor with the Weekend Water Skier Podcast at weekendwaterskier.com. Hey, I have just got to tell you how excited I am. Been listening to the podcast for several months, finally took you up on that quick start offer, and thank you. That was so amazingly fast. I got you the information Friday afternoon. Friday night, it was up and going. Saturday, I recorded my first episode. Well, I'd recorded it before. Put it together, got it published. That same day, I called up the local boat show, emailed the local boat show actually, and asked for a press pass. I thought, it's worth a shot. The worst they can do is tell me no. Sunday night, I got home, checked my emails, and there it is. I've qualified for a press pass to come cover the boat show, to cover all things water skiing, at least in terms of vendors and things going on in the state of Utah. I could not believe it. I heard you saying that as you get a podcast, you become an expert. And here I am, this guy who knows no more than anybody else about this, but I'm the guy who now has the press pass to go to the boat show, interview these people, interview the exhibitors, people representing major companies in the industry, and find out what is going on in the industry, talk to them, and learn stuff. I am completely amazed at how quickly something like this could happen. I just wanted to tell you it's absolutely amazing. And again, tell you thank you for your help in making this possible. I would have probably struggled until long past the boat show went on trying to do it myself. The help you gave me was absolutely incredible. Thank you. I am so excited about this. I just can't believe it. I told my wife. She was blown away too when we learned about it. This is phenomenal. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I am so stoked to now be a podcaster, a real live, honest-to-goodness member of the press podcaster with my WeekendWaterSkier.com podcast. Thanks so much, Dave. It's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. I hope everything is working fine here on the website because my browser has crashed. It is working. It's back up. Okay, good. And it does show you exactly what you can do, and especially if you do it right. If you're on the website, go over to winthedietwar.com, and this is Dr. Nina Seville Rocklin, and here's somebody who did it right. Number one, she contacted me. She said, what kind of microphone do I buy? And I said, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/2100 and get that microphone. She bought a portable recorder. She spent some money on a not standard theme. She spent some money on a graphic designer. Her website looks awesome. It really does. And it's made to spotlight the – let me go over. I haven't seen it since the last time I looked, but Win the Diet War podcast. And yeah, she's got some a great theme. She's hired a graphic person. She's mapped out her episodes in advance. She's got an easy button there to subscribe in iTunes. And because she took a little bit of time, and yes, it took a little bit of money to do it right, her podcast sounds great. It looks great. And it's got, most importantly, great content. And so she's getting now thousands of downloads per episode. And here's Dr. Nina to talk about her podcasting experience.
This is Dr. Nina Savelle-Rocklin, host of Win the Diet War with Dr. Nina. 6 months ago, I barely knew what a podcast was and no idea how to create or produce one. 10 weeks ago, I launched my podcast, which has since been downloaded over 9,000 times and was named new and noteworthy on iTunes. So how did I get from what is a podcast anyway to, whoa, lots of people are listening to my podcast? Just one answer: Dave Jackson, School of Podcasting. I completely started from scratch. Like I said, I had no clue. I knew nothing about the technology needed to create a podcast, other than I knew what a microphone was, but basically that's it. Dave helped me buy the right equipment. He coached me on how to use it, and he also put me in touch with great people who did the artwork and voiceovers. His tips on talking points and sounding natural were absolutely invaluable. There is just no way, absolutely no way, that I could have created Win the Diet War without his help. So if you're interested in creating a podcast, or you want to bring an existing podcast to a new level, I highly, highly, highly recommend Dave Jackson and the School of Podcasting.
Thank you, Dr. Nina. And so, yeah, she's experiencing some success. And I'm actually looking forward to it. We've got about 8 minutes left here. I've got a new member of the School of Podcasting who actually lives right down the street from me, basically. And he's going to be showing up here in my studio. And I'm looking forward because he just released his very – well, I don't know if he's actually released it yet. He just recorded his first episode, and I listened to it, and it was awesome. So it's going to be great. We're looking forward to that. And with that, I think we're going to wrap up things a little early today. And I want to thank you so much for listening. This is just me playing at Spreaker. Actually, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow or on Monday on the regular episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. If you do enjoy the show, go check me out over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Click on the Join Now button. You've heard how podcasting is going to be the hottest thing in 2013. It's not going to be. It is. And you can sign up, use the coupon code RADIO, and save on that first month. And every month after that is only $4.99. That's right. And also, if you don't have a website, you can use that quick start package that Kevin talked about. And this is if you don't have a website, email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Put in the subject line quick start, and here's how it works. You basically get... I will send you a link where you can order your web hosting. Now, that's going to cost you about $8 a month, and it can be as low as $5, but typically it's $8. And because you order through that link that I send you, I earn a commission on that. Now, I take that commission, and I pay me to build your website. I install WordPress, I install all the plugins, and if you can use Microsoft Word, then you can actually manage your own website. So that'll be part of it. But the other thing is I take that commission and I give you a free month at the School of Podcasting where you can then watch step-by-step tutorials on how to build your website, on where to find the music, on where to find affordable graphic work, and you start to create that great content like Dr. Nina did, like Kevin is doing, and you start getting thousands of downloads. You have to tell people, obviously, about your podcast, but it's a great way, and we heard over and over and over all these very famous, very successful internet marketers now are jumping into podcasting because they see the power of podcasting. They see how it is creating that connection with people, and they are reaching people in ways that they didn't used to because now you have that tone of voice. Now you're making that stronger connection with your audience, and they get to know you. And the old saying goes, you buy from people you know. You buy from your friends, right? And a great way to make friends is to start a podcast. Half the people that come to the School of Podcasting, it's not, if I talk to them on the phone, I'm not cold calling because they kind of already know me. How'd you like to never cold call again? How'd you like to just tell people, hey, if you have questions, go to my website and listen to my podcast, schoolofpodcasting.com, and your answer is probably already there. It's a great way to reach out. It is the marketing tool that more and more and more people are using. You heard where Michael Stelzner said that only 3% are using it, and that number is going up to, I think he said, 32. Plan on starting a podcast. So here's the thing. If you don't start a podcast, your competition probably is. Think about that one a second. You got to keep up with the Joneses. And if you need help with that, I actually just got contacted by a technical company that puts out a great blog. And what are they going to do? They're already putting out great content. They just want it out in an audio format. They were thinking about doing video. They decided on audio, which I said is a great fit for them. And they hired me, and I'm basically going to take that same audio content, that blog post, and turn it into an audio content with a tone of voice and some inflection and some energy, and we're going to measure every aspect of that. So I'll be talking about that in the future here as we go forward. That's going to do it. So thank you so much. Again, go out to schoolpodcasting.com and click the Join Now button. Use the coupon code LISTENER. And thank you so much for listening. God bless.